Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Can anybody quote it by heart? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart. And what? Lean not to your own understanding. What's the next words? In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Y'all came to church ready tonight. This is awesome. Acknowledge him. We've been preaching on that for four or five services now, whatever it is. And I'm enjoying every time we get to get back into the word, but this is just kind of stirring in me here. The Lord said to me a few years ago, the new emphasis, he has a new emphasis for us at Spirit of Faith to teach on the things of the Spirit and the move of the Spirit. We've been doing that a lot, but then he said, I want you every year, though, to do at least one series on faith. Yeah. Just to keep things, you know, people stop waiting for the move of the Spirit if you don't teach both sides. You know, they think you got to have a gift of the Spirit to receive from God. Well, you don't. You can initiate everything on your own by faith. I mean, everything the Word says is yours. Amen. You know, people say that the Word of Faith doctrine is dangerous because it doesn't let God do what He wants to do. It teaches people just to sort of, you know, twist God's arm in their thinking. I'm not saying that's reality. I'm saying in their thinking. But see, if God said it, His word is good. That's the whole Bible is about faith. Taking God at His word and just receiving what He said. Acting like it's true. Amen. And so I just thought of that because I read a comment recently. Somebody made a statement like that. I thought, that is so much blindness of the reality of how the Word is written. But we are reading this verse and studying this verse, meditating on this verse, digging around in here, getting more out of it every service. Are you believing God for utterance tonight?
Yes.
Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. We're putting all those things together. We did it for a couple of services, and we talked about how to the last part of the verse, the last part of verse 6 says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and then it says, he will direct your paths. So we put all that together. In order to be directed in many areas, you've got to acknowledge God.
Yes.
In order to have the leadings of the Spirit, and you got to acknowledge God. People want to be led of the Spirit and make a decision that the Word already gives them an answer on. Just acknowledge what the Word said.
Yes.
I'm praying about marrying this person. I know they're not a Christian, but I want to know what the... You're opening yourself to deception. Acknowledge what God said.
Yes. Amen.
Acknowledge what God said.
Amen.
Well, you know, this might be an exception. No. You're nobody special.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
I mean, people that think God's going to make an exception for them, they're saying they're special.
Right. Come on.
In other words, God will make an exception for them. So, no. No, I just constantly get amazed at how He cuts it straight for all of us. Nobody gets an exemption from whichever version, you know, Proverbs 5, Proverbs 3. Nobody gets an exemption from that. Acknowledge what God already said.
Amen.
Yeah, but I'm praying. You're opening yourself to deception. You're going to try to get an answer apart from the Word, but the Word and the Spirit agree.
Yes, sir.
So if you want to hear the Spirit talk to you, just read the Bible a whole lot. He'll talk to you right out of the Word. So Proverbs 3, we've been putting that all together in order to get direction, acknowledge the Word, but oftentimes you'll have to acknowledge leadings of the Spirit also in line with the Word, of course, because your head will try to tell you, no, that can't be so, but you have to trust those leadings and not lean to your own understanding.
Amen.
Amen. So we've been looking at that side of acknowledgement and then some other things. We're going to get in some other areas tonight. Go to Philemon 1:6 here. Philemon 1:6. We've been looking at this verse as well. We limitedly looked at this verse, but let's look at it some more tonight. Philemon 1:6. Philemon 1:6, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Here's that word acknowledgement again. Acknowledge every good thing that is in you by Christ or in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
There's a, you know, the Bible says we have this treasure in our earthen vessels.
Yes.
A treasure is more than one good thing.
That's right.
Here it says acknowledging of every good thing. There's a whole lot of good in you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Oh, I'm nobody special. I'm just this. Don't have much of an education. We're not talking about in your flesh. We're talking about in Christ Jesus. Did you read the last three words?
Amen.
In Christ Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
There's a lot of good in you.
Yes.
Acknowledge the in Christ realities. That's one thing this verse is telling us. When we talk about acknowledgement, acknowledge the in Christ realities. It'll do a whole lot for your faith. Do it. That's one of the best things you can do for your faith, is just keep talking about who Jesus, who the Bible said you are in Christ.
That's right.
Who Jesus made you.
Yes.
Not who you are in the flesh.
Yes.
The Bible said, know no man after the flesh.
Amen.
Are you included in that?
Yes, sir. Yes.
That's right.
You're included in no man. No human, man and woman. No man, nobody, including myself. I don't know myself after the flesh. Well, I just have this fault and this flaw. In Christ, I'm more than a conqueror. So he said the communication of your faith. That's a poor translation. The word they got the word communication from in the Greek means, it's the word for fellowship all through the New Testament. And it means to share together. So, really, other translations bring it out a little better. The faith we share in common is the way other translations write it. The communication of your faith means the faith we share in common.
Yes. Amen.
I think the King James sort of butchered that one. Words change, so it might have meant the right thing back whenever they wrote that. But the faith we share in common comes, he said, becomes effectual. That means active and full of energy.
Yes.
That means like a dynamo, something that's energy, that's working, it's doing something.
Yes.
So the faith we share in common becomes active and doing something.
Amen. Amen.
By the acknowledging.
Yes.
Ooh.
Amen.
Are you getting that now? Our faith becomes active, working for us by acknowledging who we are in Christ.
Yes.
That's good preaching, Pastor Jay.
Yes.
I didn't say it. Jesus and Bible said it.
Hallelujah.
I'm interested in my faith working and being active and doing something. You know, faith can be dormant. The power of God can be dormant. So, notice the word acknowledgement. It's through acknowledging of every good thing that's in you. The acknowledgement, we've been talking about this. Acknowledgement is not just having the knowledge of it. That's the first part of it. It's necessary. To acknowledge something, you have to have knowledge. You know, somebody can send you an email and give you information about something, and you have the knowledge, but that doesn't mean you acknowledged you got that information. Isn't that right? Somebody can send you the information. You can have the information and then send you one 3 days later, say, hey, did you get my email? We won't go there. But anyway, yeah, I got it, you know. But see, did you acknowledge that you got it? There's a lot of people smiling going... Acknowledgement then is a total separate thing than having knowledge.
Yes.
Having knowledge, the Bible preaches having knowledge of who we are in Christ. It talks about renewing our minds. And that's important. We're not preaching against that. But there's a whole lot that starts happening when you acknowledge something. Let me illustrate it this way. You can know you like the girl and know you want to get to know her better and maybe even marry her. But if you don't acknowledge you like her to her, ain't no fireworks going to be happening, man. Isn't that right? No, Matt, I did not say that. Leanne did not tell me to say that, all right? Amen. Amen. See, how many of you know you got to acknowledge, yeah, I like you. Isn't that right?
Yep.
Ain't nothing going to be happening.
Yep.
Someday I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you a good story. Someday. I can't do it right now. Maybe at their wedding we'll tell that story. How about that? That'd be good.
All right.
We won't. Oh man, I gotta behave myself. Anyhow, say out loud, Philemon 1:6, Pastor. Philemon 1:6. Amen. So Philemon's telling us that we are to know ourselves and identify ourselves. Excuse me. We're to not to know ourselves or identify ourselves after the flesh. We are not to talk about our fleshly characteristics. I mean, nothing wrong with that, you know, like I like the outdoors or something like that. And I don't mean that, but I mean our flaws of our flesh, the limitations of our flesh, so forth. But talk about who we are in Christ. Isn't that right? Don't know yourself after the flesh and don't identify yourself after the flesh. Amen. So the devil is constantly throwing lies at you. You know what he's trying to get you to do? To acknowledge him.
Amen.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yes,
to acknowledge. He wants to get you to acknowledge it. I saw a definition of acknowledge that I want to just spend some time on tonight. It means, my favorite definition of acknowledge, I looked it up. It means to indicate or make known the receipt of. Well, take the email example I gave you.
Yeah.
Getting the knowledge that the person sent on the email, that's part. You needed that knowledge. You know, maybe you asked them for the information or whatever. They sent you the information. But to acknowledge it means to indicate or make known the receipt of that information.
Good.
In other words, there's a response back to the information you got. Isn't that right? And so when he says acknowledge every good thing that's in you in Christ Jesus, make known that you have that knowledge. Isn't that right? In other words, it's not enough to have it. I don't believe John 8:32, you'll know the truth and the truth will make you free, is just talking about knowing it but never do anything with it. Knowing in the Bible is much different than knowing in human terms today. Amen. It includes, in fact, the same word is that we translate acknowledge over and over again is also translated knowledge. That's how close they are. But there is a difference the way it uses it in one place and in another. Sometimes it'll translate knowledge. Sometimes it'll translate it acknowledge. Show that you have the knowledge. So when the devil throws at you, he's constantly bombarding our minds. You know what I'm talking about. Constantly bombarding our minds with, things that he wants us to acknowledge. Information that is fleshly and information that is based on sense knowledge. And he wants us to say, yeah, that's true. Yeah, I received that. I got that. Yeah, I got the hooga mooga, whatever. Making sense? He's constantly doing that because he wants us to accept it. He wants us to express receipt of it. It's like somebody coming to your door. You know, sometimes the UPS man just drops stuff off, but some stuff he wants you to sign something. I don't know what their policy is, if it's more valuable, however that works. But see, they want you to show, they want a receipt that shows you have received. And the devil's trying to get you to sign on the line for things that don't belong to you in Christ. I'm preaching better than your amen. He wants you to show receipt of, and he wants you to do it with your mouth. He wants you to say, yeah, I guess that's so. And you just acknowledged, if it's contradictory to the Word of God, you just acknowledged a lie. If it's not the Word of God. Amen. So how many of you know the Bible says to acknowledge what the devil says is to deny God? We talked about that a few services ago. You remember? We read we looked at it in the case of the children of Israel, how that whenever they at Kadesh Barnea didn't acknowledge what God said, that it was theirs, that they could go in and possess it, so forth. But they complained and said, you know, they got walled cities and giants and so forth. They said, we can't. They denied what God said.
Yeah.
They were acknowledging what they felt.
Yeah.
And people might say, well, you know, they didn't receive. God got angry.
Yeah, yes, he did.
Yes.
It's not an issue. It's not a, you know, well, it's just, you know, they didn't receive. God got upset with them.
Yeah.
And he said they have rejected him.
Yeah.
Wow. So God's looking for some acknowledgement. It's not enough. How many parents, you do that with your children, you don't just want them to have the information. You don't just tell them what you want them to do or stop doing. So you want them to acknowledge receipt of the information.
Yes.
There's something about them saying, I understand, Mommy. Yes, Mommy.
Yes.
That you're looking for. And God's the same way. He's looking for people to show indication that they have received that knowledge.
Yes.
And it has to do with their mouth. It has to do with the way they conform or transform really their lives into walking in the light of that.
Right.
How many of you know if your son, you tell him what to do and or what? Let's take it on the opposite. Tell him what to do, and they say yes, Mommy, but then they go do it anyway. They have rejected what they said with their mouth. That's not full acknowledgement. So acknowledgement includes making the transition to conform to what God's saying. Amen. But it involves your mouth. Isn't that right? The devil is the accuser of the brethren. Isn't that right? And he's saying some things. He's saying some things. He wants you to acknowledge them. Do you know that if your child, you ever seen a parent talking to an adult and their child's trying to interrupt them? And they do not acknowledge them? What does that mean? Because they have tried to tell them in the past, listen, when I'm talking, when mommy's talking to somebody, you don't interrupt adults talking.
Right.
There's a little parental counsel for you. train children that way. They should be trained that way. Not that they can't talk, but they need to wait their turn. So, but whenever that mom and dad's not, when they're, let's say you and me are talking and your child starts to, you know, mommy, you won't acknowledge them because what you're saying is you're out of order.
Right?
When the devil's talking to you, he's out of order. He's out of order. You are not his. Isn't that right? And he only talks when you let him talk.
Come on.
I said, you're only to let him talk when you're really not to ever let him talk.
Come on.
You know, Jesus would shut devils up.
Yes, sir.
They'd say things to, whenever Jesus was walking the earth, they'd say things to him and he'd say, and he would tell them to be quiet.
Right.
He wouldn't let them talk.
Right.
These people that want to talk with demons before they cast them out.
No. Yeah, come on. Amen.
They're just acknowledging the devil's right to be there. He doesn't have any right to be there. Well, that's all free. So it's okay to be disrespectful to the devil and just not acknowledge him. He can yak, and you say, I'm not acknowledging you. See, that's as much resisting the devil whenever he says, I'm going to kill you. You're going to die prematurely. Your uncle was that age, and he had this, and he died. And so you look just like him. Everybody always said, you look just like him. And then you're going to die at the same age. You know how he talked. And you don't acknowledge that, but you say the word and acknowledge the word. You have just resisted the devil.
Yes, sir.
Now, it's fine to say, Satan, I resist you. But you've got to acknowledge what God did say, not just say, Satan, I'm not listening to that. Jesus didn't just say, I'm not listening to Satan in Luke 4. He acknowledged what the word said. It is written.
Yes.
It is written. Amen. Well, praise the Lord. So you will have what you acknowledge. I said you will have what you acknowledge. But you'll have to acknowledge God and who God says he is, and not give the devil the devil's see, he'll lay charges. You ever read Romans chapter number 8? Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? Satan will try to lay charges against you. And when he can't make the charges stick if you don't acknowledge the charges. You know, you do something, mess up, sin, make a mistake, so forth, and repent and ask God to forgive you. 1 John 1:9, he's faithful and just to forgive, right? Cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And then the devil says, yeah, but, and he keeps trying to. Don't acknowledge that. Don't. That's information coming to you that he wants you to accept. And he wants you to give him the receipt. And say, I receive that. What is the receipt? It's you saying, yeah, I know, I'm missing so many times. I guess God doesn't love me. He's not going to bless me. You just signed the receipt and acknowledged the devil and denied God.
Come on.
And when you sign that, he can give it to you.
Right.
He can make that charge stick. So, well, but I feel like it's true, Pastor. We don't acknowledge our feelings when the devil's saying guilty, guilty, guilty. We acknowledge the word. Is it true that he cleansed us? That he washed us from all unrighteousness? Yes, 100%, as if it never existed. Hallelujah. You know, if you're on a witness stand and the lawyer, he's trying to help you, win the case, the lawyer's going to tell you what to say. Well, how many of you know Jesus is your attorney for the defense? Satan is the prosecution. But Jesus is your attorney for the defense. And he says, just say what I said. Just say what I said. And if you get up there and just say what the lawyer to Jesus, your defense attorney, tells you what to say, they can't make it stick.
Right. That's good.
You know, false charges. How many of you know the devil's a false charger?
Right.
He charges falsely. He's the accuser of the brethren. But if you get up there on the, and the devil's just, you're on let's just take the natural course. If you're in court and the lawyer says, just say this. But you get up there and the prosecuting attorney's just hounding you with a bunch of lies and you break down crying and saying, yeah, I did it. The defense attorney, your defense attorney can't do anything for you.
Right. Come on.
So the devil can only make these things stick if you acknowledge them.
Right.
Somebody said, yeah, but I did it. Yeah, but the blood. Yeah, but the blood. The high court of heaven allows, even though you did it, allows you to put the blood on exhibition.
Amen.
You did it. The devil's prosecuting. You did it. You were there. I saw you. Here's a video of it. And the defense attorney says, your defense attorney says, just plead the blood.
Amen.
See, this court down here on earth won't accept that, but the high court of heaven will.
Yeah.
Just plead the blood.
Yeah.
So you say, Exhibit A.
Yep. All right.
The blood of Jesus.
Yes.
And listen, the whole thing is rigged because your defense attorney is your older brother.
Yeah.
And the judge is your daddy. He'll say, just acknowledge the blood. Just acknowledge the blood. Just say what the blood says. You do, and your father says, I accept that, wraps the gavel. Not guilty. Go without penalty. No penalty. No penalty of sitting in the slammer of sickness for a year. Come on, somebody. Amen. Praise God. All right. So confession is really acknowledgement.
Yeah.
What you say is your acknowledgement.
Yeah.
Confession is affirming something that you believe. Write these things down. These are good definitions of confession. Confession is affirming something you believe. It's affirming something you believe. It's testifying to something you know. Remember we said acknowledgement is more than just knowing something. And confession is more than just knowing something. Confession is testifying or acknowledgement, testifying to something that we know. Then third, it's witnessing for a truth that we have embraced. I've embraced the truth of the blood. How about you? There are things that if the blood had not been applied to it, would be very damning of my eternal existence. Amen. But I have embraced the truth of the blood. And so has heaven. Heaven has a witness. Satan has a witness. But in the mouth of things only get established in the mouth of two or three witnesses. Earth is the second witness. The devil says guilty. Heaven says washed in the blood. What do you say? It's what you say that you're going to have, according to Mark 11:23. Because what you say is the second witness. And that's the only thing that gets established on the earth. What gets a witness? What gets that second witness? Amen. So confession is affirming something you believe, testifying to something you know, witnessing for a truth that you have embraced. Don't embrace the report of the enemy by confessing it. Don't talk about it.
No.
Amen. Talk about what God said. Remember what the Bible said? Whose report will you believe?
Yes.
Isaiah 53:1, isn't it verse 1? Whose report will you believe?
Yep.
Yeah, but they said, or the doctor said, or whose report? God has a report.
Yes.
God has a report.
Yes.
Which report are you going to give authority to?
Yes.
Which one are you going to say about yourself?
That's good.
Because what you say about yourself is what you're giving the authority to run free in your life.
Yes.
That's why the Bible said you'll have what you say.
Yes.
So don't talk to God about what the devil's saying. Talk to the enemy about what God's saying. Amen. Acknowledge what God said and talk to the report of the enemy.
Right. That's right.
Amen. Give the enemy God's report.
Amen.
Don't give God the enemy's report. I know Charles Capps said I'll never forget it. He said God spoke to him and said, I want you to go teach my people how to talk. Because he said, my people keep saying what they have whenever I said they could have what they say.
Yes. Come on, amen.
Yes.
Amen.
God, this, I have this. The devil said this. Well, they're just acknowledging what the devil said and denying what God said. God don't want to hear what the devil said. Tell him what he said. Keep going to God and telling him what he said.
Amen.
Man, I'm going to get this CD myself. This is pretty good. Hallelujah for the word.
Hallelujah.
Amen. See, there's two reasons people don't acknowledge what God said. Either they don't know it or they have not embraced it.
Right.
Yeah. Right.
That's people cannot know what God said. There's a lot of people who don't believe in divine healing, that it's for everybody. But they just don't know what he said.
Yeah.
Amen. Or you can know it and not embrace it.
Right.
Isn't that right?
Yes.
And so, embracing it includes confessing it. So, praise the Lord. Now, let's keep on going here. Express some realization of God and His Word. Act like you know what the Bible says. Don't act like you never heard anything preached. I get amazed at the way people respond to the doctor's reports. How long have you been sitting in the Spirit of Faith Family Church? I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just simply saying we've got to move beyond just knowledge.
Yes.
Amen.
Express some recognition of what God said.
Right.
Amen. Admit to the truth of the fact the devil is a liar. Amen. Because that is the truth. That is the truth. Amen. You know how you know that? It's written right here on your receipt. Amen. You've got the title deed. Remember Hebrews 11:1. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The King James says, I think the Amplified says, the title deed. You got the title deed of everything Jesus purchased for you. And the word is your receipt on it. So say what the word says. Takes no faith to talk about what the devil said. Amen. I tell you, it's tough on me sitting around tables with, not fellowship of people like people of faith, but sitting around tables with Christians that don't know the word, and you take a 2-hour lunch or dinner or whatever, doesn't usually take that long, but you know, fellowshipping extra beyond the lunch, yes, and 2 hours, and you analyze what they talk about mostly, yes, at least an hour of that is about all their problems, sicknesses, and all, how so-and-so's sick, and Uncle so-and-so's sick, and so-and-so died, and this person got that, and that person.
Come on.
It's just signing receipts that left and right.
Come on.
And then they wonder why.
Yeah.
I don't understand why we're always sick. Well, it's what you say. It's what you say. Over and over and over again. And treat God's word as if it was never even written. I think it gets old with God. He didn't like it at Kadesh Barnea. Amen. So begin to express some recognition of what God said. Know what your covenant says. Say what it says. Isn't that right? Whose report are you going to believe? So, you know, like I said, we can get back to this definition, this my favorite definition of acknowledgement. It means to indicate or make known the receipt of. How many of you know when you say, I am blessed already, you know, past tense, I already have been blessed. When you say, I am healed, when you say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ, when I am cleansed from all unrighteousness. Saying those things is indicating and making known you have received that truth. It's not just head knowledge to you. You are saying, I receive this. What you say, you're receiving. And what you say, you get. Praise the Lord. Isn't that what Jesus said? Confess you have it now. Confess his report. Indicate you know what his report says and indicate you have received it. You know, when you go to Walmart nowadays, it's all true, Kohl's, Dillard's, I guess most every place now, but we'll just use Walmart. You go, buy something, go through the checkout line, they give you a receipt, and you go through the door, and there's these little machines there at the door, little sensors of some kind, I don't know how they all work. Somehow, whenever they scan the items you bought at the counter, it deactivates something maybe or something, and it'll let you get out the door without the alarm going off. But every now and then, you ever been to Walmart and maybe you're up front checking out or something, and you hear this, I don't remember how it sounds, it's been so long, you're, whatever. Everybody looks. Who's the criminal, you know? So, you know, but have you ever walked out having fully paid for everything? You got the receipt. You go through that thing. Everybody up at the checkout area of Walmart turns in unison. Who's the thief? Well, when that lady comes over there, or that guy, whoever it is, comes over there, what do? You show them the receipt. Itemized. Down at the bottom it says, you know, it doesn't use the words paid in full, but it's got the credit card there or however you paid, and it shows paid. So it's been paid in full. In other words, it's paid in full. It says paid in full, and it's got each thing that's been paid for.
Come on. Come on. Come on now.
Isn't that right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
So that's what you do whenever at Walmart you are falsely accused. Of being a thief. There's a lot of lying going on down at Walmart. You know what I'm talking about? That machine lies sometimes. You walk out and you had fully paid. So that thing lies. It goes off in error. It says what you have in your possession is not yours. But it is. I said it is yours. Isn't that right? Well, when you walk out of the throne of grace and you receive, remember, come boldly to the throne of grace that you may obtain. Obtain. I like that word obtain, don't you? Come boldly to the throne of grace. You may obtain mercy and find grace to help. You walk out and you obtained. You're rejoicing. You got to go through that. You got to go through the accuser of the brethren. And he'll sound off. He's one thing about him is he's a faithful rascal. He'll sound off. Hey, what's that in your hand? Yeah, that's not yours. You're not healed. No, you're not. And he'll try to tell you what you got at the throne of grace isn't yours.
Come on.
What are you going to do? You got to have a receipt. I'm telling you how to check out at the throne of grace. Don't leave the throne of grace without a receipt. The Bible. Don't leave the throne of grace without the word on it. Let me tell you what's not your receipt at the throne of grace. I just feel like God heard me. When the devil asks for, whenever he goes, and asks for a receipt, feelings won't get you anything. You gotta have the word on it. Come on, somebody. Amen. The devil will sound off. He will stand right outside the throne of grace. He can't go in there with you, but he'll stand outside the throne and he'll throw accusations. He'll tell you it's not yours. Isn't that right? And if you show him a receipt, he'll even switch strategies. Well, I see you got a receipt, but you know you've missed it so many times. You're not worthy of these blessings God's given you. Well, you just got to have a receipt on that. Got to take him to Colossians 1:12. You got to pull that receipt out. It says, who has made us, King James says, meet, that means accepted. To be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. You got to be ready for him in any way he comes. Isn't that right? Boy, I'm having a good service tonight. So you got to hand him the receipt that, and your receipt is the word, but it's not just the word, it's the acknowledgement of it. See, you can have knowledge of it, but it's just like you can have a receipt and not confess what's on the receipt at Walmart. The buzzer can go off and they can say, well, this must be not be yours. You can go, oh, yeah, I guess it's not. You might have knowledge that you paid for it. But you got to say something. You got to get the receipt out and say something. Amen. Hand him the word that you got at the throne of grace. Hand him the word that you embrace. It says paid in full by the blood of Jesus. And listen, there's not just one item on that receipt. I mean, forgiveness is there. Healing is there. Everything you need is there. Everything that the word says is yours. No, you didn't earn it, but it was paid for. Well, how did I pay for it? Jesus paid for it. And then he gave you his card. He said, anything you need, it's yours. You know what it's called? It's called the master's card. I use my master's card all the time. And I get things that I didn't earn. When I got born again, he handed me his master's card. And he told me in his word everything that'll buy. Amen. Everything that's been paid for already. Paid for by the blood of Jesus, itemized clearly, in clear itemized fashion, on the written in the Word of God, all my rights and privileges. Isn't that right? So when you walk out of Walmart and the buzzer goes off, you know you're fully paid. Everybody turns to see who lied. I mean, everybody turns to see who stole. And they're all waiting. And you show your receipt and tell the lady, this is proof I paid. She's got to let you out, right? And then what you're doing by producing the receipt is you're prosecuting that alarm system. You say, that thing lied. That thing lied. Isn't that right? When you walk out of the throne of grace having obtained, And the devil says, no, that's not you, that's not yours. That doesn't belong to you. You've missed it so many times, so forth, whatever.
Yeah.
Heaven, earth, and hell, three realms, turn to see what you're going to say. Heaven is saying, hell is saying, that doesn't belong to you. Heaven is saying, that's yours, it's been paid for. They're just waiting on what you say. Boy, this is getting clear tonight. Just waiting on what you say. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, every word will be established. Amen? And when you say, you produce the receipt of God's word and you say it, you are calling security on the alarm system saying this thing lied. And I have every right to walk out of this place with what I have in my little shopping bag here. Amen. Woo, glory. Amen. The receipt down at Walmart needs to be amened. You remember 1 Corinthians? You remember that? 2 Corinthians 1, 20? All the promises of God in Him are yes and amen.
Yes.
Listen to the Weymouth translation. This is the Weymouth translation. For this reason, through Him also, our amen acknowledges their truth. They're talking about the promises of God. And promotes the glory of God through our faith. Listen to that where it says that for this reason, through Him also, our amen acknowledges the truth of the promises. That's the truth of the word. Our amen acknowledges it. You know what amen means? So be it. Amen is saying what the word said.
Yes.
Well, that's what you do down at Walmart whenever they try to stop you from going out. You amen your receipt. They might not use the word amen, but you know what you're doing. You're saying that the receipt is what I stand on. I'm amen in this receipt. Oh, glory to God. So amen the receipt and show everyone at Walmart who the criminal really is. It's this lying accuser of the brethren that I walk through right here. Amen. This lying buzzer, you know. This. You know what we ought to caption this sermon? Walmart lied. You know what I'm talking about. Watch how many clicks we get. It's called clickbait. Walmart lied. Hallelujah. Amen. So, amen your receipt. Tell your neighbor, I amen my receipts. Acknowledge the work. Now, when we bring this over into walking out of the throne of grace, having obtained, we bring that over here. That we're acknowledging the work of God in Christ. We're not looking at our feelings. We're acknowledging the work of God. We're acknowledging the Word of God, the in Christ realities, expressing some recognition that the Word is true.
Amen.
Amen. Well, praise God. So whenever he says, that's not yours, and you show him the receipt, and he switched strategies, he says, well, yeah, but you've missed it so many times. You're not worthy of these blessings. Yeah, I see you have a receipt, but you know, you need to show him Colossians 1:12. Thanks be to God.
Yeah.
Thanks be unto the Father, which has made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. What if Walmart tried to do that? What if you showed them the receipt? I know we're preaching, not preaching on Walmart tonight, but you're getting the word. You're getting the scenario. You're getting the illustration. What if Walmart did that? They say, the buzzer goes off, alarm, whatever you want to call the thing, and the lady walks over, and you show them their receipt, and that shows you are the owner, because this is paid for. You are the owner. This is yours. You paid for it. You have the right of ownership, so forth. And what if they changed strategies and said, well, I see you've got a receipt, but you're not worthy of these things. Have these things in your possession. You'd look at them strange, wouldn't you? You'd say, this is not about me. This is not about whether I'm worthy. This is about whether it's paid for or not. What's worthy got to do with it? Come on, somebody. The blood made us worthy, and the blood paid for it. Listen, if it's been paid for, I'm worthy. Hallelujah. Doesn't have anything to do with whether I'm worthy. It has something to do with whether it's been paid for or not. Praise God. Give the word proper authority. Acknowledge. Just acknowledge what it says. Don't go down the road of all the unworthiness stuff. Just acknowledge what the word says. Recognize it to be true. Isn't that right? Act like the buzzer lied. Now the buzzer is the accuser of the brethren. The buzzer is the one who says, who lies to you. Act like it's lied. Act like it lied. Act like the word is true. Isn't that right? If you, this illustration, we're milking this one tonight. If you walk out of Walmart and the thing goes off and you show them a receipt, are you still with me? I'll tell you, this helps you get it. The illustrations help us get it. If you show them the receipt and they say, well, they tried to tell you that you don't have a right to that, and you fail to show them the receipt. You know what you're going to do? You're going to let them steal what is rightfully yours. You paid for it, but they're going to steal it back. Well, when you don't answer what the enemy says, when you walk out of the throne of grace having obtained, and you got a receipt, if you don't answer that receipt, you're going to let the devil steal what is yours. Isn't that right? I said it's yours. Amen. You're going to leave the throne of grace without what is rightfully yours. People do that, and then they wonder why they never have any of the blessings of God. It's true. It's like going to Walmart and just letting them talk you out of it at the door. We're not doing that anymore. We're acknowledging the word of God. But people do that. I mean, it'd be like walking out to your car crying about never getting anything at Walmart. Other people talk about Walmart and how much they get at Walmart. And I go to Walmart and I don't ever get anything. I come home without every time. I just come home without. We're laughing, but this is so real. People talk about, I don't know, I don't ever get anything from God. I mean, I go to God, I go to church, and everybody else is talking about the blessings of God, but I mean, they prayed for me, but I didn't get anything. Yeah, at the door, the buzzer went off, and you didn't produce a receipt. Now, you know what it is, producing a receipt? It's fighting the good fight of faith. It's fighting the good fight of faith. You got to fight for what is yours. If somebody tries, the devil tries to steal it, you got to put up a fight. What is the fight? Not fighting the devil. You're fighting the lies. You're resisting what he's saying by producing the truth and answering him with the truth of God's word. Amen. Aren't you glad I'm preaching on Walmart tonight? Well, I tried that. It doesn't work for me. Well, at the door, they talked you out of it and you gave it up. The devil did. And some people will help the devil. He'll talk for the devil. Amen. Hallelujah. When I go to the throne of grace, I obtain. And when I go through the security thing, the little buzzer alarm and the devil sounds off, I put up a good fight of faith. Just like at Walmart. I've had it happen to me. You ever going out and the buzzer goes off? I've produced myself. I'm just let them take my stuff. Because I paid. Amen. Well, how many of you are going to do it now? Amen. The confession of I never get anything shows that you didn't believe your receipt. Amen. You didn't believe the word. You didn't say it. You didn't acknowledge the blessings. You didn't amen the receipt. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, did you get anything out of that tonight? Stand up with me. I'm telling you how to check out at the throne of grace. It's not enough to go and obtain. You've got to say something when the devil says, that's not yours.
Yes.
Hallelujah. That means acknowledge it. Don't leave without your receipt, but don't leave without fighting the good fight of faith, producing that receipt and saying something about that receipt.
Amen.
Amen. Your receipt is your authority.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Your receipt is your authority. The Word of God, what it says, that's your authority.
Amen.
That's how you take authority over that lying buzzard at Walmart, and that's how you take authority over that lying buzzard called the devil. Hallelujah. But if you don't got any word on it, Brother Higgins used to say, find scriptures for what you're standing on. He's saying, carry a receipt with you everywhere you go. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If you don't have a receipt, you can't walk in authority when the devil tries to steal something from you. Hallelujah. You'll end up agreeing with the devil and he'll steal it from you. But you got to put up a fight. You got to want it more than that. Amen.